It's a Jolene Roxbury holiday spectacle. I mean, special.
Well,
over that river and through them woods, to FM Talk we go.
You know, we're really not going anywhere. We're at Roxbury Farms now.
Right, Aunt Belle, but we're using this music because, you know, we were on the river, so we're playing over the river. And I think it still fits in 2024.
Well, technically we moved off the river, over the river.
And we're not in the woods. We're in the country.
One more time. Why did we move?
I heard Jolene say it's because the river house was way too big and she got tired of cleaning it.
I didn't say it exactly like that, but you're not wrong.
Personally, I'm glad that we moved up to the farmhouse. I have always loved it up here.
Well, then let me ask you why I'm being disenfranchised, because I ain't getting no vote.
Vote?
There was no vote. Jolene made that decision.
Thank you, John Bell. Yes, it was my decision to make. I decided to do some holiday shows, and I knew we'd need a lot more space.
Just look how big our new studio is. Everybody has their own space.
I love it.
Just because we have a bigger studio doesn't mean everybody has to be in there all the time.
I think it's very luxurious.
We've got a martini bar and a coffee station.
That's right, Jim. Don't be such a killjoy.
Me?
And annoying.
What do I do that's so annoying?
You're doing it right now.
I thought all of you would be thrilled about the upgrades.
I think Jim's just disappointed because he wanted his own tiny house for when he pulls an all-nighter.
When have you ever pulled an all-nighter?
I work way longer hours than any of you.
Dang, none of y'all got more seniority than me.
That is not true.
I've been here just as long as y'all have.
Yeah, you've been hanging out for a long time.
Matter of fact, in the beginning, there was a discussion about calling the show the Jolene and Reggie Show.
That discussion never took place.
Well, I may have brought that up myself, but it was a good idea.
Jeez.
Why is it 65 degrees in here?
Jolene's hormonal.
You did not just say that.
Why are you gals always mad?
You gals?
They're
gals.
All hormonal.
Jim Weaver, you don't know the first thing about any of this.
You don't know what you're
think
talking
about.
About.
Oh, come on.
It is so hot.
To do with
and
hormones.
Where is the
anybody
blend?
Would
up
be
in here
hot
all
in
the
this
time.
Place.
Making a
and
picture of
the thermostat.
Touch the thermostat.
I have not touched the thermostat.
Look, we can deal with it through New Year's.
I think we can do it.
We're going to pick up some pumpkin spice lattes.
Later, dudes.
The following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on.
Talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way.
Merry Christmas!
Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. It's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Hello, friends. Hope everybody's doing great. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Welcome again this week. Continuing on with our holiday special show things, as Earl T calls them. So happy to be together. You know, we are continuing to get ready for Christmas here at Roxbury Farms. This year, we are going to have a crowd. All the Roxbury players, they are coming up if they're not here already. You know, a lot of them live here all the time. Their significant others, their insignificant others, their children, some stray friends, I don't know. But you know, I don't worry about it because they have their own place to bring folks. They have their own spaces. Nobody's going to be piling in on me and my immediate people. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jolene. I just picked up Elroy at the airport.
Airport? Which airport?
Mobile.
Thought it was Pensacola.
I told you he was flying into Mobile.
You didn't?
This is exactly why I don't bother giving you all the details.
whatever. Where is he?
He's out in the cottage with Belle.
Ooh, already? What are they doing?
She's teaching him how to play canasta.
Canasta? He's 7. He's not going to like that.
I ought to keep him busy until the show's over.
What happens when the show's over?
Then you've got him the rest of the day.
No, Jim, I can't watch him.
Bye!
Hey, look at that guy running around in circles. Is he okay? Do we need to get him some help?
No, dear. He's fine. It's just a man trying to Christmas shop. A diamond ring. Are you listening? There's just tons of things I want this Christmas. Hey, look, I'll give you a list. So this year you can't miss. There's nothing sadder than a Christmas shopping man. I know you're worn out, dear, and tired of trying. All those thoughtless gifts that you've been buying. It's the same every year. You down a 6-pack of beer and go bumbling through the mall without a clue what you're looking for. You'll go to Bath & Body, 'cause it's easy. You'll spend some time in Victoria's Secret, too. Way too much time. You'll pick out some underwear that just looks sleazy. Now, look, would you wear a doily if I bought one for you? I don't think so. Aromatherapy. There's something you can handle. Why, they're all out of cucumber melon candles. You know, there are other fragrances, doll. Everything I have smells like cucumbers, and it's like a salad bar. It's stressing me out. I don't need any more aromatherapy. Psychotherapy. Now there, maybe I could use that. And I have 22 pairs of deer foam slippers with matching earmuffs. Darling, we are in the South. It's 75 degrees outside. You'll buy anything that's labeled Martha Stewart. A box of Godiva chocolates in the shape of a Christmas tree. Oh, get me the soundtrack from my favorite movie. How about it? Oh, no, that was a chick flick, and you wouldn't watch it with me. Now, this year, we'll do some switching. I'll do the shopping, so just quit your complaining about things. I'll buy my own stuff, and if I spend too much, tough. There's nothing sadder than a Christmas shopping man. Just turn it all over to me, dear. I know exactly what to get me.
Dashing through the snow, through the field we go, laughing all the way.
Gotta love some Daffy Duck at Christmas. So many cartoons just make the holiday for me. Looney Tunes, Charlie Brown, Peanuts, anything Charlie Brown. Ooh, hey John, looky here. We got a request, a special request. Ingrid. I like that name. Ingrid. She would like to hear our lame Hallmark movie trailer again. Yeah, we got like 4 weeks to play it. 4 weeks of December Christmas shows. So yeah, we're going to fit that right in. This one is all about the lame Hallmark movies and how it's really the same movie. They just move around the people and change the names and the wardrobe and stuff.
Seriously, Heather. It's the same script.
What?
We just change the town and the wardrobe. You know, maybe throw in an extra stepkid.
You get paid the same. How lame could these movies be?
A lovely young girl gives the big city a whirl, but she finds she is lonely and sad.
I'm so lonely and sad.
She goes back to the town that first got her down.
I think I'll go back home.
Meets her old boyfriend, and hey, he ain't bad.
Is that Billy Wayne Prescott from middle school?
It's a Hallmark movie.
He's hotter than I remember.
Still the same old plot.
Well, hey, Miss New York Britches, what you doing back in Yonderville?
First she goes. Then before you know, she's back to the old boyfriend who's hot.
I've decided to open a coffee shop right here in town.
No matter what the title.
Snowbank Song, A Sled for Johnny, The Christmas Vase, The Ho-Ho
Hair. It's the same refrain.
Puppy for Hanukkah, Cinnamon Town, Make Mine a Mocha, The Cranberry.
It's a Hallmark movie.
To happily rot your brain.
And leave the big city, my big salary, and all my new friends behind.
What does she say she's doing for money?
I'm moving back in with my parents until I find a small cottage.
Stupid.
Hey, if you haven't already done so, you need to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. Because if you miss any of your favorite shows, all the podcasts are right there at your fingertips. Yepers. And archives as well, so you can go back and catch up on whatever you think you might have missed. You can send voice messages to Mobile Mornings and Midday Mobile. The FM Talk 106.5 app. It is free and handy dandy.
Hey there, Bunny.
Hi, Dino.
What do you say we sing a little Christmas song for everybody?
That'd be far out, Dino.
Swing it.
Let's go.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane. Nixon is blitzed and all his reindeer are pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, chickens singing, all is merry and bright.
Christmas chickens.
Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, making the scene on Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag of groovy tricks to drive the girls and boys insane.
Hear those sleigh bells mingle mangle, what a beautiful sight. Lock your doors and bar your windows, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Last year I got my liquor cabinet.
Couldn't make any martinis.
Oh yeah, Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, that was beautiful, Bunny.
Well, Dino, you're the tops.
Come that old scenic.
Stay where you are. We'll be right back.
Hello, come right in and lie down on the couch. Please, tell me your name again.
Amazon.com.
Your name is Amazon.com.
Yeah, so what about it?
That's fine. As long as you're paying in cash, you can call yourself whatever you want. So, what's troubling you?
It seems that with every passing day, I'm filled with more hostility toward A&A Vacuum.
A&A Vacuum?
Uh-huh.
Is that a person?
No, you fathead, it's a store.
Okay. So, Amazon.com. Why do you hate A&A Vacuum Store?
Because their machine prices are much lower than mine. They do everything. They assemble your machine for you free. They have free delivery. Their service is over the top. And they've been locally owned for 60 years and treat their customers like family.
Are you writing all this down?
I'm headed to A&A Vacuum as soon as you're done complaining.
Any advice about my anger issues?
Yeah. Accept the reality that A&A Vacuum cannot be beat.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road in Mobile.
You listen to the Roxbury series of holiday entertainment. First class, dude. At least while I'm here.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for getting together with us this week, taking time out of your busy schedule or some of your relaxing me time just to spend it with us. Wherever you are, whatever you happen to be doing, we are glad to be along for the ride. Okay, Brother Jim is telling me we have a phone call from Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Hello, hello.
So after thinking about the dad jokes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Dad jokes really get a bad rap.
So you're doing a total 180 on Jim's awful holiday dad jokes. You remember what you called him last week, right?
Corny, embarrassing, and predictable.
Right, and you said he shouldn't tell them anymore.
They're told with the best of intentions.
Maybe, but it's like criminal intent. Don't you agree?
Unlike the driver of the carload of drugs across state lines, they're completely innocent.
Well, Jim does deliver those dad jokes with a lot of joy.
Have you ever heard of a mean-spirited dad joke?
Have I ever heard a mean-spirited dad joke?
Probably not.
Okay, so if you want to do a dad joke PSA... We can fit them in with the drunk driving PSAs you're doing, but drunk driving PSAs get priority, okay?
All right.
Okay, so just go ahead. Let's announce whatever you would like. Your complete turnaround on your opinion of the holiday dad jokes. But you're the boss. Go ahead.
And now, a message from the Mobile County Sheriff's Office.
Jim, what did you say to the sheriff to get him...
Be nice.
Unbelievable.
This is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. If the dad in your life is feeling festive, give him the floor by letting him tell all the dad jokes he wants to. Reindeer, elves, Santa, whatever the subject matter, just try to laugh at some of them even if you'd rather crawl away and hide somewhere. Consider it his Christmas present.
But if they're really bad, it could send somebody into a deep depression. We can't hold them responsible?
They're completely legal.
Okay.
Super lame jokes every day of the year. They're hella bad now that the holiday's here. Jim Weaver's dad jokes. Super awful bad jokes. Jim Weaver's holiday dad jokes are here.
All right, Jolene, I got another one. You ready? Here we go.
Let's go. What is the matter with you?
Where do Santa's reindeer stop for coffee? Starbucks. Duh.
No, not duh. It could have been Bucky's. Bucky's, get it? Whew. Oh, come on. All your jokes blow.
I got more.
I know.
All right, here's another one for you.
Okay.
Get ready.
Stop saying that.
What's every elf's favorite type of music?
I don't know, maybe.
Rap.
Huh?
Rap. Spelled with a W. Rap. Okay. All right. I know. I know that some of these are, I get it. But
Jim Weaver's holiday dad jokes are here.
Yep, they're pretty bad, but hey, I cannot do anything about them. I'm not going to do anything about them. I don't know. They're kind of comforting. And it keeps Jim busy. Speaking of keeping busy, Aunt Belle is stuck with Elroy. I don't want to say stuck, but you know, she had some other things she wanted to do today. Jim's nephew, he is spending Christmas at Roxbury Farms, along with lots of other people. And right now, Belle is reluctantly keeping Elroy busy. I think he's helping her do some things around her cottage.
I help you finish putting up the tree.
Oh, darling, you're so sweet. But Aunt Belle just put the finishing touches on it this morning.
It doesn't look finished.
Let's walk right into the kitchen for a snack. You're probably hungry after that long flight. I see you remember where the refrigerator is.
Who drank all the Diet Dr. Pepper?
Remember, sweetie, we do not consume aspartame any longer. It's not healthy.
How about some lemonade?
Now, you must remember that, with the exception of a fine Chardonnay, Aunt Belle only has one beverage in her home at all times.
Sweet tea?
That's my boy.
Did you ever get any talkies?
I'm sorry, I still don't know what that is. Jolene!
Aunt Belle, I'm bored.
Jolene, come retrieve the child. Jolene, where are you?
I'll be there in a minute. I found the chips. Talkies are chips. I found them. They're good.
Jolene, I can hear you crunching from in here. Come get Elroy right now.
Beyond their sled-pulling capabilities and our fascination with Rudolph's fiery red nose, what do we really know about reindeer? This is Roxbury's Reindeer Diaries, and I'm John Felcher, your host.
Along with me, Earl T.
It's not widely known that some reindeer migrate longer distances than any other land mammal. A few populations of North American reindeer traveled up to 3,100 miles per year, covering around 23 miles per day. At their top speed, these reindeer can run 50 miles per hour and swim at 6.2 miles per hour. During the spring, herd size can range from 50,000 to 500,000. During winter, the groups are much smaller. When reindeer enter mating season and competition between the bucks begins to split up the crowds. Like many herd animals, the calves learn to walk fast. Within only 90 minutes of being born, a baby reindeer can already run. So, if you're looking for a marathon companion for that cross-country walk you've been contemplating, a reindeer might be a smart choice. This is John Felcher.
Along with Earl T. Dude, I think you had my microphone like turned off, man. Why would you turn off my microphone? I mean, you're going to get me in trouble, man.
There's more to come from the Reindeer Diaries, so stay tuned to Jolene Roxbury's Variety Hour Holiday Specials here on FM Talk 106.5.
Hello. Testing. 1, 2.
I'm Jolene Roxbury, and we're so glad to have you along with us. We are dashing through our holiday episodes. Download the FM Talk 106.5 app, and you can listen to our podcast on demand.
The Jolene Roxbury.
And now, tips for domestic bliss with Sadie and Estelle.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. I'm Estelle Montgomery.
And I'm Sadie Fabre.
Today, we're going to talk about getting yourself ready for all the holiday stress, like those radio stations that start playing the Christmas music on November 1st. Makes me want to shove jingle bells down somebody's throat.
You know, by the time midnight mass rolls around, I'm ready to kick a bishop out a stained glass window.
One thing that stresses me out more than anything is when my family comes to visit. So look, Sadie has come up with a perfect plan how to stop your family from coming. Having a sudden acute attack of vertigo is a way to keep the family away.
That's right, Estelle. I spend several hours each holiday season splayed out on the floor for no reason.
Right, and you can make it look very realistic by clutching at yourself and grabbing at pictures hanging on the wall on your way down to the floor.
It's just for show, you know, for the family.
Just fake it. Who's it gonna hurt?
I mean, who's gonna know if you have vertigo or not? You don't have to sport a cast or bruising.
You ain't gotta have no stitches, no crutches.
Or anything of that kind.
And no one gets their feeling tight when you tell them to stay the hell at their own house.
Believe me, for keeping the family away, vertigo is the way to go.
However, sometimes we have heard it can backfire on you. A few years ago, all of Sadie's in-laws insisted on moving in with her over the holidays to help her through. All six of Lawrence's sisters.
Oh, it was horrifying. I was smelling menthol more 1000s for a week. The whole house smelled like I had set our above-ground pool on fire.
My God, the smoke.
Not to mention, I had to have all the living room furniture power washed. They can't do that with certain types of inexpensive leather.
Certain kinds of tobacco smoke and animal excrement will not wash off cheap leather. So in this instance, where unwanted families concerned, it's never too early to start making your plans for the holidays. We'll see you next time. I'm Estelle Montgomery.
And I'm Sadie Fabre. Join us next time for more tips on domestic bliss.
You've been listening to Tips for Domestic Bliss with Sadie and Estelle.
I love that. I think it's because it reminds me of some family. I don't know. Everybody's got a Sadie and Estelle somewhere down the line, up the line, in a closet, mummified in an old Ford Fairlane, somewhere. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and you have landed upon our holiday series of special episodes. We are so happy to have you along with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. The holiday season brings joy, celebration, and fun times spent with friends and family. If you choose to drink and drive, you're endangering your life and the life of everyone around you. So if alcohol will be included in your plans, be responsible. You may think you're okay to drive after a few drinks. You are not. Arrange a reliable ride with any of the many ride-sharing apps to help you get where you're going safely. Try making your after-party plans ahead of time so you can feel free to enjoy yourself without worrying about the ride home. Driving drunk is a crime. You don't want a ride from law enforcement. We're currently overcrowded by several hundred inmates, so the floor is the only option. Going to jail is not fun. Don't let alcohol destroy the things that matter most, your life and the lives of others. Make the right choice, enjoy the season, and stay safe.
Roxbury. Roxbury.
Hi, Jolene, it's Adeline.
Hey, what is this charge on the company card?
Well, as per my usual, we had a bit of trouble over Thanksgiving.
And you're just telling me now? What happened on Thanksgiving?
Honey, I woke up from my afternoon nap, realized we had drove straight up in the middle of an RV and tractor holiday parade.
Yeah?
Jeb didn't know what was going on till a state trooper came up and slapped a number on the side of the Airstream. Told us to line up. We didn't have no twinkling lights or tinsel or icicles.
So he thought you were lining up for the parade. What did you do?
Jeb went in the utility closet and pulled out both our green toilet brushes out of there. We just held them out the windows, had one on each side, kind of looked like reindeer antlers.
I'm thinking not, but you haven't answered my question. What are these charges on the card for?
Well, we had to go and find a couple of new toilet brushes because Jeb tossed ours out to the crowd.
That wasn't smart.
He may have injured somebody, so I think we had some fines to pay. I don't know. I didn't have anything to do with all that.
You had everything to do with it.
Look, I'll let you know when we get close by, okay? So you can unlock the gate, all right? We'll talk to you. Bye.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Hi, this is Frank Hawthorne for Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. If your truck still smells like her...
Ew, is that Estee Lauder Youth Dew? Stinks.
And you don't want it to smell like her...
Wait a minute. That's Love's Baby Soft.
Wash it down and hose that thing out with Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. Frank's patented Neutralizer X washes away every last embarrassing skank molecule so you can ride your new gal around town with utmost confidence.
That's what I'm talking about. Love that new truck smell.
Don't let her know what you settled on before she showed up.
What's all this garbage in your car for? I didn't even know Massengill made no pest strip.
Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. Available in Island Breeze and New Leather. Also, use Frank's Super Sucker Vacuum to clean out those telltale gum wrappers, dropped makeup bottles, and forgotten panties.
Who's just these? Frank, who stores his these in your truck box?
Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. We get you from X to next.
Get me some Marlboro Lights and a pack of teeth whitening gum. Oh, man, I just spilled all my sunflower seeds.
Wash it down and hose that thing out with Frank's Feminine Truck Wash.
You think it's cold outside, baby? Huh. Try driving your wife to the family Christmas dinner with your truck smelling like skank.
Oh, ho, ho.
Pick up Frank's special holiday package and receive a bonus pack of pop-up wipes for when you need to get her smell out of your truck fast this holiday season. Available in Peppermint Patty and Cranberry Splash. Offer valid for a limited time only. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, or to anyone who watches that show, Sister Wives. Welcome to Belle's Christmas Kitchen. Great recipes. Today we've got one for you. Welcome into the kitchen, Alec Naaman.
Hey, Miss Belle, how you doing today?
I'm doing fabulously. I'm ready for the holidays. The summer was so long and hot, and the fall, well, it just fell. And it's still falling. But I love Christmas. It's my favorite time of the year. And I don't do much baking. Don't really do much of anything in the kitchen, as you know. But I would like to know how to make something like a pumpkin bread or something with cranberries, banana nut, some kind of bread that I can put in those cute little pans. What do you have like that?
Maybe a cranberry walnut bread. Something seasonal, something tasty, something that you don't mind putting out for your guests to enjoy.
Sounds delicious. How difficult a recipe is it?
Well, it's a real simple one.
Great. Love it.
Let's hope that you got your kind of a bread pan. And you know, like an 8.5 by 4.5 inch loaf pan. If not, you can buy one anyway. You preheat your oven at 325. Position the rack right in the middle of the oven. Not too high, not too low, right in the middle. All right? And then, of course, I mentioned you got to have your one of those 8x4 kind of loaf pan. In the meantime, you get you like 1 tablespoon of butter, a cup of the dried cranberries, 2 teaspoons of some grated orange zest.
Okay, now it's not like zest soap, right? I remember that one.
That's the skin off the orange itself, where you just scrape the skin.
Would you stifle yourself?
Okay, I'll be quiet. Jeez, you gotta be in this mood the entire holiday season? Whoa.
You need 1 cup of sugar. You need 2 4 cups of flour, but you don't use it all at once.
I just sit here like quiet, you know?
Then you get your half a teaspoon of salt,
man.
1 teaspoon of baking powder, half a teaspoon of baking soda. 3 tablespoons of unsalted butter.
Shut up!
1 large egg, lightly beaten. 1/2 cup of fresh orange juice. 1/2 cup of water. And 1 cup of chopped walnuts. I always like to toast my walnuts first. I put them on a cookie sheet. I lay the walnuts, spread them all out. I heat them up a little bit till the oil start coming out of the walnuts themselves. Brings the flavors, the aromas, all that out of the walnuts. So that when you do mix it in with your bread mixture... And the bread mixture actually picks up the flavor from the oils of the walnut. But that's the crunchy part. So anyhow, I told you to preheat your oven at 325. Okay. I told you to put the rack in the middle of the oven. All right. I told you to get an 8.5 by 4.5 inch loaf pan. All right, well, in the meantime, chop up those dried cranberries. Pretty good. Chop them up coarsely. All right, just kind of chop them up a little bit. And you place them in the saucepan over low heat, so you kind of cook them a little bit. You add the orange zest, and you add half a cup of the sugar, all right? You heat this up slowly, just to a simmer. Now, everything, just heat this up slowly, stirring to dissolve the sugars. Then you set it aside, let it cool a little bit. In a medium little bowl, you stir together the flour, the salt, the baking powder, and the baking soda. All right? Now listen, you gotta be precise with this baking powder and this baking soda. Otherwise, this stuff will rise so big that you'll need two of those pans I told you just to hold it, okay? So don't overuse the baking powder. You really gotta be precise with the baking powder and the baking soda. All right. So anyhow, you mix that flour, salt, baking powder, baking soda together in that little bowl, and you set it aside. All right, now in a separate bowl, bind the unsalted butter. Kind of let it come to room temperature so it's really soft and you know, squishy. Combine the unsalted butter and the remaining cup of half a cup of sugar. Beat until it's light and fluffy, about 3 minutes. Add a beaten egg. Just, you know, I told you to kind of loosely beat that egg. Now you add that egg to that sugar and butter. Stir in about that half of that, I told you about you needed that other half of the flour that you weren't going to use at all in the mixture. So that other half of flour that I told you about, you're now going to mix that. And then you began to cool this cranberry. So you stir in this remaining flour mixture and then into the cooled cranberry mixture. You add the walnuts and you stir just to combine the batter with the lump until it's a little lumpy. Spoon the batter into the prepared loaf pan. Bake in the preheated oven for 55 to 60 minutes or until you take a toothpick, insert it in the center of the loaf, and if it comes out clean, well, then it's done. If it comes out still liquidy, moist, or food's attached to it, well, then it needs to bake just a little bit longer. Well, when it's done, remove the loaf from the oven, cool it in the pan for at least 5 minutes. Turn it out onto a wire rack and cool completely. Slice and serve. Don't slice it while it's still too hot or you'll squash it.
Wait, you mean smoosh? I got a smoosh, man.
Dear Lord, give me strength. Thanks so much, Alec. We'll see you next week, sweetheart.
Yeah, darling, we'll see you next week.
Join us right here next week for Belle's Christmas Kitchen. Cha-cha, dolls.
And, you know, the clock is ticking down for you to make catering arrangements for your holiday event. For Knocked Out of the Park Delicious Catering, top-notch service, a professional staff that is second to none. They stay behind to do all the cleanup. They'll make your Christmas event merry and bright for sure. It's a no-brainer. Call Neiman's Catering in Mobile, 473-3900. And if you're not having a party-type event and you need a little relief in the kitchen, in the cooking department, go to neimanscatering.com, click on the Menus tab, scroll down to the holiday menus. They have menus that are already put together, and they have that fabulous a la carte menu with meats and side dishes you will love. That's what we're doing this year, aside from whatever my sisters are bringing. I don't know why they're doing that, but they're doing it. I think it's a control thing. Go to neimanscatering.com. Check it all out. Give them a call, 473-3900. Neiman's Catering. You will be glad you did.
We take you now to Christmas Cops on patrol.
We've had a report of a man running up and down the street causing a disturbance downtown here. We're going to see if we can find him. That's probably him there. Sir, can we talk to you a minute?
Merry Christmas, you wonderful old Billy and Lone!
We are in foot pursuit. He's a lanky guy, a gray outfit, heading south.
Hey! Merry Christmas, Mr. Boy! Happy New Year to you! In jail!
Don't make us tase you, sir.
Well, I gotta go home!
Don't make us tase you. Just settle down. Let me get the cuffs on him.
Oh, come on, let me go!
There we go.
George, every time a handcuff clinks, an angel gets his wings.
I'll put a sock in it, Clarence.
This is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Right now, I'd like you to sit back and enjoy a Roxbury classic.
I've cooked and cleaned all Christmas Eve, but your lazy butt hasn't moved.
I'm watching a game here.
But I still have one dish to make.
Maybe something to eat for halftime, will you?
A special treat for you. Ex Lex cookies, darling.
Well, it's about time you brought me some. Hey, these smell just like chocolate.
They're yummy.
That's true.
Mm.
I abused a roll of cookie dough.
Yeah, give me one, will you?
Here, sweetheart. Have to.
Oh, boy.
The holidays are stressful.
Mmm.
There's just so much to do.
Did you wake up?
But you watch TV and eat and sleep. I get no help from you. Around 6 p.m., when those puppies kick in, I'll smirk and turn away.
I don't feel so good.
I'll be the liar when your pants are on fire.
Oh, boy.
You can ask, but I'll never say that I made you Ex-Lax
cookies. Ex-Lax
cookies. I'll make them New Year's, too. Christmas Eve. 'Cause you'll be number two.
I gotta run to the library.
Yes, you'll be number two.
Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Hey, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. The holiday season brings joy, celebration, and fun times spent with friends and family. Don't let the celebration turn into devastation. If you choose to drink and drive, you're endangering your life and the life of everyone around you. Be responsible and don't let a good time turn into a lifetime of regret. If alcohol will be included in your plans, try making your after-party plans ahead of time so you can feel free to enjoy yourself without worrying about the ride home. Arrange a reliable ride with Uber, Lyft, or any of the many ride-sharing apps to help you get where you're going safely. Or call a friend or family member to come pick you up. Trust me, they care about you, and they'll forgive you for waking them up. Don't let alcohol destroy the things that matter most, your life and the lives of others. Enjoy the season and stay safe.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Welcome back to the show. You know, we have so much fun with these holiday specials. We've got so many silly holiday songs, we don't really have room to play them all, but we certainly try. One person I would really like to thank for his contribution to the holiday specials, John Felsher. He voices our Roxbury Reindeer Diaries through the holidays, lending not only his vocal stylings, very familiar voice around these here parts, but John is a professional writer, full-time, and photographer with thousands of bylines in numerous magazines, and he also writes a weekly syndicated newspaper column for multiple newspapers in South Alabama, and he produces his own outdoors tips right here on FM Talk 106.5. So, shout out to John Felsh. We appreciate you.
And now, a Roxbury Players Holiday Musical Interlude.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing that I need. I want to have the guy I fell for when I saw Love Actually.
That's very good news.
I would have given him 9 months.
I don't think that's a good idea.
If he would have 2 weeks noticed me in Notting Hill and Bridget Jones, his sense and sensibility. Where, oh, where has my man gone? Let's see if one of his old movies is on.
More than just good friend.
Make my dream come true. All I want for Christmas is Hugh Grant.
Bugger.
Hugh, baby.
This could be very unpleasant.
All I want is Hugh Grant. The other one. Something's happened to him. I can't put my finger on it. I was hoping he'd become more distinguished and sexy with age, like George Clooney. Just not the same. He seems so bitter and unhappy. He was best when he was with Elizabeth Hurley.
So here we go again.
Okay, so you know how I was telling you guys that we've got
a bunch of people already here for Christmas. Some of our folks are staying a couple of weeks, doing an extended stay thing, and that's all right, because everybody has their own space. We've got bunkhouses and bungalows and cottages and yurts. Well, maybe one of each of those. That's enough. So right now, I am trudging back to the spot where John Bell and Miss Jean, his lovely bride, it's their 50th anniversary this month, by the way, so they're celebrating all month. I'm rustling back there because I see some smoke. I don't worry when I see smoke coming from their area because I know they're either cooking outside, literally smoking something to eat outside, not like smoking something outside, although, I don't know. But I know that it's not something burning out of control back there. But I'm just going to be sure. Hey, JB, the fire's looking good.
Do you like this? It's our 50th anniversary fire pit.
I do.
Burning as brightly as the day we fell in love.
Aww.
Hence the wrought iron design. You see, it's the heart-shaped ember screen.
I like it. Well, just be careful.
No worries. We're very safety conscious.
I know.
Hey, by the way, do you think you could get your sisters out of our motorhome?
Out?
They're getting a little too comfortable in there.
Oh, man.
Come on, you have room for them?
I guess.
Thank you. Oh, they can feel free to leave that jug of whatever it is.
The recipe.
It's rather high octane.
It is.
It'll either be tasty or we could run the motorhome on it. Did I tell you where we're going for our anniversary?
No.
We're going to Disney World.
Aw.
Yeah, we went to Disneyland for our honeymoon, so we figured, why not? Have you been to Disney World lately?
No.
It's a little more expensive than I remembered from some years ago.
It's not a Disney game.
So we've set up a GoFundMe page for anybody who would like to contribute to... Okay, never mind. Just
no.
Pretend I didn't say anything.
I will.
Honey, your marshmallow's burning.
Santa Claus will soon be flying all around the earth, eating lots of snacks that will contribute to his girth, and milk and sodas and lemonade, gallons of liquids at night. How does Santa find relief in the sleigh on that long, long flight?
Gotta go, ho, ho, gotta go, ho, ho, holy cow, and yabba-yabba-dee. Gotta go, ho, ho, gotta go, ho, ho, so I'll go right down your chimney.
Now you know a secret of that jolly old Kris Kringle,
ho, ho.
And how sometimes just like sleigh bells, he'll tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. So if you have a fire ablaze Christmas Eve, don't go near it. For when it hisses, you'll find urine. The Santa spirit.
Gotta go, ho, ho, gotta go, ho, ho, holy cow and yumpin' yimini. Gotta go, ho, ho, gotta go, ho, ho, so I'll go right down your chimney. I'll go right down your chimney.
Ho, ho. I wanted to buy my parents a cell phone this year.
I'm a dimwit.
And I'm an even bigger dimwit than he is.
But was afraid they were too dumb
Hello.
To use it.
Hello.
I'm glad someone finally created a telephone even a dimwit can
use.
I
can't hear nothing out this thing.
Dimwitterbug.
Thanks to Dimwitterbug, my parents barely have to think at all to stay in touch with their loved ones. And that's good, because they're real dumb.
Hello.
Dimwitterbug.
I can't work one of them complicated cell phones, what with all them buttons and ringing and things.
The Dimwitterbug is easy to use. Just look at the numbers on this keypad. They're as big as a Christmas ham.
Hello.
But if mashing numbers is too much effort, Dimwitterbug is also holler activated. Well, I had my grandson come over, the one that programs my coffee pot and my VCR.
Here, Nana. It's your new telephone. You can talk to people on it. Isn't it pretty?
I can't hear nothing out this thing.
You have to turn it on, Paul. Put in my favorite numbers, and now all I have to do is holler into the phone.
Ambulance!
And 10 minutes later, I know help is on the way. I'm so thankful our children bought us the Dimwitterbug.
Ma, I think your phone's ringing.
I don't hear anything. It must be your phone.
I'll leave mine set on vibrate. Ooh.
Hello? Hello? Mine's broken.
They may not be the most sophisticated people in the world, but they're the only parents we've got. Wouldn't it make you feel good to know they could get in touch with you in the event of an emergency? We just love our Dimwitterbug.
Thanks, Dimwitterbug.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for taking us along with you. Join us next week as we continue our holiday special show things.
Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.